listen to me very carefully. If you have been in any type of a physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual battle, this will be, in my opinion, the most important word I've ever presented to you personally for your situation in the history of the Manifest Telecast. 26 years we've been airing the program. Because this is something that the Lord gave me. And let me begin by saying this to you. You have probably heard the stories years ago. These are sports stories where especially the area of boxing was rigged. And I know a story of a famous boxer. He's now dead. And that was shared with me by a person who worked with him at the very beginning of his boxing career. And how that there was a little bit of rigging that went on to help him win to where he became well known. That's all I'm going to say. By the way, he was a great boxer. He didn't need that to happen. So anyway, especially in the years of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, the mafia or the mob was heavily involved in allegations of rigging certain fights. Not all of them, but when you got to the real big ones in Las Vegas or the big ones in New York or New Jersey, there was a lot of stories that came out, and there was a lot of investigation by the FBI later concerning some of this. So let me tell you something from a more personal perspective. There was a gentleman that came to me, and there was a situation that we went through many years ago. This is years ago now. And this gentleman worked with the FBI. He was a part of the FBI, and he said something to me. He said, I have, and by the way, he was a friend. He wasn't just some guy walking in. I knew him. But he said, I have followed your situation, and there was some people that were setting you up for entrapment. So he explained to me how the mob or the drug dealers years ago would try to entrap people different ways. And then he and some lawyers said we could bring a lawsuit because there were three things done illegally to you, totally, completely illegal. But they said the problem you're going to have is the cost of it. It will be stretched out over a period of time. And you'll just have people that'll just keep it going on social media, and it'll be a real pain. So we chose not to go that route. We being my family, my wife and I and family and my board, we chose not to go that route because it was going to take years. And I said, you know what? God is able to handle these situations. And of course, the Lord, you know, exposed those situations to us, etc. But it was an old mob tactic. I'm just going to say what was done was an old mob tactic. So I really received a word from the Lord of moving on, being silent, and allowing God himself to take charge of the situation. So that's what I want to tell you about. There will be some situations in your life that you have no control over. You may have an individual, just bear with me for a minute. This only happens to me like two or three times a year. But when I said the job, I want to tell you what's happening to someone right now. You are in a very good position of your workplace. But there's two individuals that you work with, and you've already seen it. In fact, you privately have already told friends, these people are working to get me removed so that one of them can take my position, because you have a good position. You have a pretty good, well-paying position, and you've done very good. In fact, really and truly, you've done nothing wrong, but they're nitpicking. And they're trying to find fault and trying to set you up in a situation to where you will look bad and it would affect your job. I want to tell you, this word is absolutely for you right now. So whoever you are, I don't know who you are, but I know I have to say that because when the Spirit of God gives me those word of knowledge, I guess we would call it, it is always we see it come to pass, or we know. So the Lord just said to tell you, use wisdom, fight sometimes with silence, and let him fight the battle. And that's what we're going to talk about, because I had a word from the Lord that came to me years ago about my son. Now, those of you that know the story of my son, somebody put a picture up of my son. He's a pretty handsome guy. They say he looks like me. And I didn't say that. I didn't say that because I said he looks a little bit like me. But I love his look. Every time he walks in, he reminds me of Jesus because of his hair and his beard. Don't ask me why. That's my opinion. But he didn't act like Jesus for a long time. And he was addicted to alcohol really bad. And also he was addicted to drugs and he struggled with this for about 20 years. Now, many years ago, when he first got into the addiction, he was about 14 years of age. And man, it was a situation, and I was so concerned. He goes into a hospital, an ER room. He could have died on us with an overdose. There's just all kinds of stories I could tell you. But I had a word from the Lord, and I want everybody to hear me. When I was in prayer, and we're talking years ago, this wasn't recent. This was a long time ago when he was a teenager. He's 35 years old now, I think, maybe 36. I've lost track of that. The Lord spoke to me in a vision of the night. It was a dream and a vision of the night. And he told me, he said, your son, this is the word, is going to have a long battle, but in the end, it's going to be okay, and he's going to be all right. And my wife and I didn't know how long that battle was going to be, but I told my wife, I said, it's going to be a long battle because God spoke to me that it would be, but in the end. Now, what concerned me a little bit was in the end, and I thought, okay, does the end mean when the Lord comes, that's going to be the end? Does the end mean something will happen to him and he'll be okay and go to be with the Lord? But it really meant in the end of the warfare, or at the end of the, oh, I felt something there for somebody. At the end of the warfare, it's going to be okay. And so this is what the Lord spoke to me later as I watched this conflict and I knew I had a word from the Lord. I heard the Lord say, the fight's been fixed. And when he told me that, I just remember I went, If you've ever had the Holy Spirit speak to you and maybe you're a housewife and you're working in the kitchen or you're, don't be driving a car when you get a word like this. It's like, you know, I mean, it quickened my spirit. It got in me and I knew, you know what? The enemy thinks he's got the battle won, but God has already fixed the outcome. Let me say it again. The enemy thinks the battle is already won. He thinks he has you down. He thinks you're already defeated. But God has already seen the end and the fight's been fixed. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing you've got to remember about this idea of God already has the battle in his hand, but yet you're going through the battle. Now, I know it almost sounds like a contradiction here, but let me talk about this. I was going to write a book years ago and never had the opportunity to, but it's called If Jesus Defeated the Devil, Then Why Are We Doing All the Fighting? Because I started reading all these verses, all power is given to me, heaven and in earth, and I give it to you, and you'll tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, every tongue that rises up shall be defeated. I had this whole list here, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, those are promises from the Word of God. God cannot lie. God is a God of truth. God is a God that he's okay, so how come if we have all these promises, why isn't it just smooth sailing? Why don't we just fight and say, yay, everything's going to be okay? Why do we have to go through times of pain and grief and sorrow? And sometimes we feel depressed and sometimes oppressed. And why do we experience burdens? All right. To help you understand this idea of the word that the Lord gave me, please stay with me because I've got to have you follow this. I want to give you three verses from the Old Testament. Remember the former things of old, for I am God. There is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. That's Isaiah 46, 9 through 10. Now here's Habakkuk 2 and 4. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. Okay, so it's saying there, okay, you have the vision, you have the word from the Lord in your case, but sometimes it looks like it's being delayed. The answer's not coming. Wait for it. In other words, be patient and wait for it. But in the end of it, it will speak and lie not. That's what we're talking about here with this idea of you're in a battle, but God already has it fixed. God already has the end planned out. You're not there yet. You don't even know how it's going to end. You don't even know what's going to happen. But I want to build your faith in this. Here's the third verse I've got. I have, even from the beginning, declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it to you, lest you should say, oh, my idol has done them, and my graven image and my molten image has commanded them. Isaiah 48 and verse 5. So the Lord is saying, I have already showed you the future, or I've already given you the assurance in the past and showed you these things so that you will not think it was luck. You will not think it was your own making. It was your own wisdom that did it. You will know that it was God that did it. Now, here's why, pay attention now, that we have to go through the battle. This is why we have to endure to the end. Offenses and betrayals and hate and all that. The reason is that the battle you are going through is about endurance. And that word endure in Greek means to hold up under, holding up under weight or holding up under pressure. And according to Scripture, it is all about faith and patience. And the reason I'm telling you it's about a faith and patience is because Hebrews chapter 6 and 12, I want you to listen to this. By faith and patience, we inherit the promise. So here's the reason for the battle. If I'm going through the battle and through the struggle, I have to have faith that God is going to see me through, meaning this causes my faith to be developed. You know, let me say it this way. This is coming to me. When Jesus told Peter, Satan has desired you that he may sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for you that your faith would not fail. When he said that to him, it's important you hear that statement. A trial is coming. Satan's after you. But I have prayed that your faith does not fail. See, it dawned on me one day when I read that practically every battle is about faith, and it's about your faith. And it is about, will you continue to believe or will you doubt? Will you keep standing or will you quit? Will you endure or will you fall under the weight? So it's about faith. Okay, think about this. So when you're sick and you're needing God to touch your body, it's about having faith to believe and hold on. When you're having children that are rebelling and you're praying for them, it's about having faith and being able to hold on. When you lose your job, you say, what am I going to do now? It's about faith and believing that God is able to help you not only to hold on, but God is also able to help you to endure these type of things that you're going through. Now, pay attention to what I'm going to say to you. If you take the book of Job, if you look at the book of Job, and you understand that the first thing that Satan did, Satan comes along and kills his 10 kids all at one time by a whirlwind, probably like a tornado, tearing the house up. The house fell in on them. So he has 10 funerals there. Then the Chaldeans and the Sabaeans came. Lightning struck 7,000 sheep and just burned them to a crisp. Then the Sabaeans came and the Chaldeans came. They stole his oxen. They stole his donkeys. Then the man in the second chapter gets a second wave of an attack because boils break out on his body and he calls them skin worms. And he's sitting with pottery scratching. I mean, he's itching. Boils have broken out. He's lost everything he has. Now, that's a trial, my friend. That's a hour of testing. That is an absolute real trial. Now, he's going to have a long battle. Now, I'm comparing some things in your life here, so stay with me. He's going to have a long battle. We do not know. Some scholars, and they have a reason for this because he talks about, oh, if I were in months past. That one verse indicates that this may have been about a year. It could have been 9 months. Some scholars suggest a 9 month before God reversed the captivity of Job. But here's the point. In the middle of the trial, it may be Job 29. I'm trying to go from memory. I may be wrong. It'll come on the screen. The Lord says to him, "You will decree a thing and it will be established unto you." Then he says, "You will have plenty of gold and plenty of silver." He's saying this in a time when he has nothing. So the word decree, I looked this up in the Hebrew, and it would be similar to getting a rhema word from God. You shall decree what God has put in your spirit. You shall decree what you want. You shall ask the Lord for those things. Pretty much he's saying you'll ask God for a divine reversal and he will give it to you, and he's going to be restore to you that which the enemy has taken. Paraphrased, that's what that verse is referring to there, okay? So if you understand what I'm saying, James says you have seen the end of the Lord. There's the end of the battle. And you've heard of the patience of Job. Stop right there. There it is. Job had to endure let's just use what some scholars suggest, 9 months of losing everything he had, of his body being sick, but he had to hang on to his faith and he had to endure patiently, to bear up under the weight, patient. And the word patience means long endurance, the ability to endure long. So this is what I want you to understand. See, here's the reason God allows the test to come. Now, I will say this while I'm on it. There are some tests that you bring on yourself. There are some things that you allow that happen to you that it's not the Lord doing it. It's not even Satan doing it. It was you doing it. We were talking the other day to some people and we knew of a situation, and it was a person that that they were asking me. They said, you know, this person could have had a whole different life. Everything about them could have been different. You know, even where they're living could have been different. Why do you think everything went kind of off the rails? And my answer was because they never listened to wisdom and they never listened to anyone's advice. And the person said, wow, I never thought of it that way, but that's true. Like they'd make a plan, and, you know, everybody's saying, I don't think that's a good idea. Well, I'll do what I want to do. So they're going to make a move. You know, that might not be the best thing. Have you thought about this, this, and this? Well, you're just trying to stop me, and I'm not going to let you stop me. Then they get in a bad situation, and guess who they blame? The mom, the dad, the brother, the sister. They blame everybody but themselves. And the problem was they weren't listening. So in that situation, you've built yourself a whole nother situation that you're going to have to figure out and you're going to have to deal with. It's like the woman that says, I just don't know why God didn't warn me about marrying this crazy man that I married. He was such a nice guy, I thought, but he's crazy. And then here's what happened. So we look back on it, and the situation was her mother went to her and said, don't marry this man. I don't feel like it's the right thing. Her sister said to her, don't marry this man. I don't think it's the right thing. Her brother went to her, her two best friends, five people. Now, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word's established. Now you got five, okay? She did it anyway. And then, you know, someone said to her, said, let me tell you something. You want to know why God didn't stop you? You want to know why God didn't just intervene and say, don't do it? He did. You weren't listening. Your mother was speaking to you and the Lord was telling you through her, don't do it. Your sister was speaking to you, but that was the Lord speaking to her to tell you that. And then your brother and your two friends, five people. All told you the same thing. That was God wasn't going to come down. Yea, I am the Lord, I say unto thee. You know, your house is on fire like the burning bush. Yea, do not marry him. The Lord seldom does that. You know why? Because you have a will. He don't override your will. He don't override your choice. He doesn't override your willpower. You know, even when you got saved, God didn't take your will or choice from you. You'd be a puppet on a string if that was the case. So the Lord did give that person warning, all right? So the problem might, here, let me just give you this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding or your own choices. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So the problem with most people who get into situation is not listening to advice, not obeying the word, not doing what they're supposed to do. But the reason for the battle, I'm going to go back to what I said. We've been through many battles. And sometimes you're saying, well, I'm having to go through this. The idea is the Lord allows it because it builds your confidence in Him. It builds your faith. You see Him come through. Then you can tell others, God will bring you through. He brought me through. It becomes your testimony, and you overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. And guess what? By the word of your testimony. So let's go back to it being fixed. In my son's life, long battle. The enemy was in the battle. But the Lord gave me the word, in the end, it's going to be okay. I had to hold on to that word for 20 years, literally. And now he's so different. And he even apologizes, Dad, I'm so sorry I was in bondage. I'm so sorry that I wasn't thinking clearly. Totally different person. But God did what God said He was going to do. And in situations we have been through, we knew God had the end of it. And I know one situation in particular that went through this long, just craziness, to be honest with you. And then I watched God by Himself in one. You know, the battle comes in one day, but a lot of times it closes or stops in one day. And I watched God do that as well. But here's what you got to be careful. Don't forfeit your authority. Don't forfeit your patience. Don't forfeit your faith. Don't quit and don't give up. I'm talking to somebody right now. You need to listen to this. Hold on to God. Hold on to God and just say, no weapon formed will prosper. Every tongue that rises shall up will eventually be condemned. You might not see it for a month, a year, and it may be longer than that. But I'm telling you, God is going to be faithful because He's got it all fixed. Let me say it again. I just like the phrase I heard that time. The battle's been fixed. It's going to be okay. But you're going to have to stand. You're going to have to endure. And just like the boxers, you're going to have to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Boy, I wish I had more time. There's a lot more to share with you. But if this has been a blessing to you, please order the product and help us keep Manifest on the air. And join our Legacy Club, too, our partnership. Be back in a moment. The world's premier prophetic voices were all in one location for an end-time prophetic summit. The 2026 conference messages are now available, unedited, on DVDs, CDs, MP3 audio, and on digital download. 7 speakers, 14 messages in 3.5 days. Attendees call this a Bible school in a vinyl case. Here are the message titles. Jonathan Kahn preached on war harbingers in Persia and gave us an update on America's demonic battle. Rick Renner preached 3 messages, powerful Greek word studies concerning your personal spiritual warfare, breaking down the details of second coming signs, the rapture and the revealing of the restrainer, and then this great message called The Mystery of the Holy Spirit from the original Greek New Testament. Joseph Z, How to Keep Revelatory Movements Alive in the Earth and Mastering Your Prophetic Experiences. Bill did one of the greatest messages I ever heard. It's called The Mingling of the Iron and Clay Has Begun. Dr. Brian Cutshaw came in with the fire and anointing of God and preached today's battle for Holy Grail, the final Ishmael and Isaac clash. Jeremiah Johnson taught a word called The 5 Satanic Strategies Before You Birth a Breakthrough. My 5 messages were the Iranian Revolution and the aligning of the last coalitions. Then I preached when God sends a warning to you through your pets and animals. The 3rd message was called America and Jerusalem's Coming for Your Harbingers. The next message was how, when, and why the earth and heavens will melt with fire. And the final message I preached was Prince Spirits and Archangels that battle for the fulfillment of the prophecies. The 14 audio CDs are $65 a set. The 14 DVDs are $95 a set. And you can also get the USB flash drive for $65, and you can look into getting digital downloads. There is an offer number for each one of these. It is important to get the right offer number when you're ordering, whether it be CD, DVD, or whatever the case may be. Now, you can order online at perrystone.org, or you can call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD, or if you'd like to mail a check for the amount and also put what you're ordering with the offer number, you can go to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320, and remember, put the offer number in there as well. You need to get started in your personal study. This was the greatest prophetic summit or conference I've ever been in, and I want you to hear everything that was said. God bless you. You know, it's very important. Sometimes people will watch the program, but they don't follow up with where we're going to be coming to, or they don't follow up with the product offer. Please, anytime you're watching this, whether it's on social media or it's a television station somewhere, please keep watching after the message, because that's, I hear people say all the time, I'll be in a town, "Oh, Perry, we didn't know you were here. We watch you all the time." And I'm thinking, no, you don't, because I've had this meeting advertised 5 weeks on the Manifest telecast. So they may mean well, but probably they don't follow through. I tell you where I'm going to be at the end of every program. And so please keep that in mind. Now, this offer is extremely important. It is very in-depth. It is the greatest prophetic summit we've ever had in the history of the ministry. I want you to hear these messages. You've got to be keeping up with the times. You've got to know what to do. You've got to be like the sons of Issachar to know the times and the seasons and what to do. And this will be a great help and a great blessing to you. Now, we also want to remind you that I'll be coming to, at the end of September, the McKaysville Church of God, Blue Ridge, Georgia. I've never preached in Blue Ridge before. So if you're in the mountains up there, you watch me, you invite your friends and neighbors to join me, and I'll be there. The information is on the screen, September 26th and 27th. Of course, we have the main event, October the 6th to the 10th. And remember, we've got gospel groups every night. We've got Linda Cooley doing the praise and worship. We've got special speakers. We have anniversary celebrations. And if you're a partner of our ministry, the partner's booth that's going to be up, you need to go in there. I've got some amazing things you can get from the ministry. You're going to be stunned when you come if you're a partner of our ministry. That's all I'm going to say. You're going to be glad you got there. Okay? So please remember that. Keep that in mind. And then you can go to perrystone.org and look up our itinerary. You go to Perry Stone Ministry, you have to put ministers in their Facebook page. I do video updates. I do special updates from time to time. You can also go to the Perry Stone YouTube channel, and please do all these things, and we're going to try to stay in touch with you as much as possible. We're working on the Stones Crossing Children's Ministry. We're working on the museum. Hopefully, the Relic Museum is going to be open during the week of the 50th anniversary camp meeting in October. A lot of great things happening. Your prayers and support are help making it possible. I'll see you next week on Manifest. I want you to join me and our entire family for a one-time historic event. On Tuesday night, October 6th through Saturday, October the 10th, Pam and I will host our 50th anniversary of ministry in Cleveland, Tennessee. This is our homecoming event. I have 5 new messages, including a major prophetic update. Special morning speakers are going to be John Brevere, Mario Morello, and Dr. Tim Hill. Lyndall Cooley will be leading us in worship. But listen to this. You're going to enjoy some of the best gospel music on the planet. Southbound is coming. Lee University Campus Choir, Old Tradition from Kentucky, Brian Free and Assurance, and many others. And don't forget Pam's Fall Festival on Saturday afternoon. It's fun. It's fellowship. It's food. It's fantastic. Now, the event is free to attend. However, you must register at perrystone.org. Do it today.